Now to one side effect of the recession. Millions of people have lost their jobs since the recession began a year and a half ago. Now the unemployed are filling up adult literacy programs. As Matt Schaefer-Powell of member station WUOT in Knoxville reports, it is a particularly desperate time for people with only basic language and math skills.
Jimmy King is intelligent, sincere, and polite, almost to a fault, and he's also unemployed. But that's not the worst part. He may be unemployable. At 38 years old, Jimmy King has never finished high school.
I failed first grade twice. So, I mean, I was in 10th grade, and I was 18 years old. I guess I lost interest in it at that point.
So he quit school and found a factory job. But late last year, he got laid off. And with all those people looking for work, he knows employers can be picky. So 20 years after dropping out, he's back in the classroom to get his GED.
After I get my GED, I'm going to go get some kind of a degree, welding. That's what I want to do. The whole time I was growing up, I want to weld.
For Jimmy King, going back to school means learning elementary-level reading and math skills.
What's that cute little thing you can do to find out whether or not it's greater than and less than? Cross multiply. Good job. All right.
The tables in this century-old classroom are full, and students line the edges of the room. One student even sits at teacher Becca Toppin's desk while she's at the chalkboard.
If I took this 134 and I put it right here, it's no longer millions. Now what is it?
Thousands.
All of the Knox County adult ed classes are jam-packed these days.
It's really more than we can handle as far as just answering the phone.
That's Melissa Nance with the group Friends of Literacy. Her office fields a lot of the calls from people interested in taking the Knox County classes. In March, Friends of Literacy took more calls in 1 month than nearly all of 2007 and 2008 combined.
Before, maybe the calls that we got were people thinking, well, this is the right thing. I've been wanting to go back to school, and so, okay, maybe I will. But now they seem much more eager, like they need to, they have to.
And it's not just happening in Knoxville. David Harvey is president of ProLiteracy, an international literacy agency in New York. He says most of ProLiteracy's 1,200 member organizations in the U.S. have seen a rush of inquiries from people suddenly caught without a job and a basic education.
I mean, everyone who loses their job is in a very tough position. But the lowest skilled workers who have skill deficits and may not be able to read and write and do basic math, I mean, they really got a problem.
Government statistics show 18% of those Americans who lost their jobs in the last year had less than a high school degree. Matt Murray of the University of Tennessee's Center for Business and Economic Research says those workers are discovering their jobs have either disappeared or gone overseas.
They're going to find when this economic downturn is over, they're going to find very, very bleak job prospects because the jobs will simply not be there.
Jim is counting the number of apples and crates he received at his store.
If Jimmy King gets his GED, he'll be the first among his siblings to do it. For him, that's just one more reason to go to class, study, and stay focused.
This has to be my first priority, and I have to know that every day this is what I need to do. But at the end, it all work out.
Literacy agencies say they welcome the renewed interest in adult ed programs, but like a lot of social services, it comes at a time when money and resources are scarce. That means telling some desperate people they may have to wait to go back to school. For NPR News, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell in Knoxville, Tennessee.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.